Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the week. This week's story is about Rabbi Moshe Leib Sassover, who was a great tzaddik who lived a couple hundred years ago. And the story goes as follows. During the days just before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Yidden, Jewish people, come to shul early, early in the morning to say slichos, to say special prayers of asking Hashem to forgive us. But surprisingly, the great Rav Moshe Leib was not there for slichos. Some people in the community began to make fun of his chassidim, saying, "Ah, it looks like your Rebbe has something more important to do than come to slichos. Looks like he's probably sleeping late." Chassidim said, "No. Chas v'shalom, our Rebbe did not sleep late in the days of slichos when we have to get up early in the morning to ask Hashem for forgiveness. The reason he's late is because each morning he goes up to Shemayim. He goes up to heaven." Now, of course, not everybody believed that. And so one of the non-believers decided that he himself would find out what Reb Moshe Leib actually does, why he's actually late. And so one morning, he himself, instead of going to shul for slichas, went very, very early to spy in Reb Moshe Leib at his house. He came in the morning. He looked in through the window, and he saw Reb Moshe Leib putting on the kind of clothes that a woodsman puts on. Somebody chops wood. He took a big axe, and he went off to the woods. Now, the man who was spying, we'll call him Label. Now, Label was very curious. What in the world is Reb Moshe Leib doing going out to chop wood? He quietly followed him and saw that, sure enough, the rabbi went into the woods, chopped a bunch of branches, tied them into bundles, put the bundles of wood tied to his back, and then began to walk. So Label, the spy, followed him. After a while, Reb Moshe Leib came to a little hut and knocked at the door. "Come in," said a very weak voice. The door opened, and Reb Moshe Leib went in where there was a very, very weak woman lying sick in bed. In the house, there was hardly any furniture, seemingly no food, and it was cold. "I brought you wood for the fire," said Reb Moshe Leib. "I wish I could buy your wood," the sick woman said, "but I have no money." "Never mind that," said Reb Moshe Leib. "I trust you. If you can't pay me now, you can pay me in the future. If you can't pay me in the future, don't worry about it." "But what good is the wood to me?" the woman said. "I'm so weak. I cannot get out of bed to make a fire." "No problem," Reb Moshe Leib said. "I can do that for you very easily." And he began to make a fire, put the wood on until the hut was toasty warm with a beautiful fire in the fireplace. As he worked, Reb Moshe Leib said the slichos by heart. He said the slichos as he was arranging the fire and lighting the fire. Finally, when the blaze was good and strong, the rabbi opened up a bag which he had brought. He said, here is some milk, some cooked eggs for you, some bread, some cookies which my wife baked. He set them all at the bedside of the sick woman. Then the rabbi left the hut, returned home, changed his clothes, took off the woodsman's clothes, put on his regular rabbi clothes, and went to shul. Of course, by the time he got to shul, the congregation, the tzibur, had finished the slichos. Later that day, Label, the spy, the man who had spied on the rabbi to see what he really did early in the morning, met some of his chassidim. And he said, "You are mistaken. When you say that your rabbi ascends to heaven each morning, it's not true. I can tell you that he actually goes much higher than heaven." And what he meant was that as wonderful as it would be to go up to heaven each morning, to be close to Hashem, but even greater than that is to do a favor for another Jew. As the Baal Shem Tov said, a soul lives 70 or 80 years, comes down to this world for 70 or 80 years, even to do one favor for one Jew. And much more so if we do favors all the time, how much more we are fulfilling the purpose of our soul being in this world. Thank you for joining us for the story of the week.